Good morning. My name is Keith, and I'll be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the FIBRA Inn conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Thank you. I will now turn the call over to Ms. Lisette Chang, Investor Relations Officer, for opening remarks. Please go ahead.
Hello, and welcome to the FIBRA Inn first quarter 2018 results conference call. Before we begin, I want to mention that the earnings report was issued yesterday, along with the accompanying PowerPoint presentation. Both are available in the investor relations section of our website. Please follow the information in these documents for a clear understanding of our results. Also note that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call. These statements are based on management's current view and estimates of future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, and financial results. If we turn to slide two, we can review the topics we will be discussing on this call. Starting with a review of the quarterly distribution and dividend yield, a review of our strategic items, and then a look at the investments. We also discussed some additional topics based on our current strategy and finalized with the operational and financial review. Taking us through these topics will be our presenters, Mr. Calvillo, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Miguel Aliaga, our Chief Financial Officer. At this point, I will turn the call over to Mr. Oscar for his opening remarks.
Thank you, Lisette, and good morning, everyone. Thank you all for joining us today, and welcome to our call. Let's turn to page four so that we can review our distribution and dividend yield information. For the first quarter of 2018, the total distribution reached 191.1 million pesos, a slight decline of 0.9 million that was in line with our steady quarterly distribution last year. This brings us the distribution per certificate at $0.25. Overall, the dividend yield fell slightly to 8.4% compared to 9% in the fourth quarter of 2017 and 9.2% in the comparable first period of 2017. The company's technical committee could consider the possibility of an additional increase to the distribution, that is, once we make some of the strategic joint venture pipeline official or in the event of the sale of some of the company's assets. However, at this point, we are in the analysis phase until some of the transactions occur. Now we can turn to slide six for a review of investments we executed during this quarter. The total estimated investment for hotels developed through the strategic joint venture pipeline model and for the existing hotels in the portfolio is for approximately 2.2 billion pesos. During the first quarter, specifically, the total investment of the company was as follows. In terms of the Ciudad Juárez Hotel, this property has been in the remodeling process since September 2017. For its conversion to the Holiday Inn brand, plus a 51-room addition, which we expect will be completed in the third quarter of this year. The investment for the fourth quarter was 50 million pesos. With regard to the Westin Wizard, we invested nearly 50 million pesos in this hotel during this first quarter, which corresponded to the payment of guaranteed deposit as a part of the formalization process with the seller. There are also investments in other parts of the portfolio, mainly at the Hampton Inn by Hilton Volcano in Chihuahua for the remodel of the 190 rooms, as well as the 86-room remodel at the Marriott Puebla. In terms of the JW Marriott and the Airport Marriott in Monterey, we also made investments in terms of design of the rooms used as part of the approval process from the brands. And finally, 13 million pesos will be allocated towards regular maintenance throughout various assets of the portfolio. Just an update on the strategic joint venture pipeline. We are currently reviewing various locations at very specific beach and high-end tourist and business areas in order to balance the portfolio to benefit from strong and dynamic markets. These destinations that we consider very attractive are Riviera Maya, Riviera Nayarit, and Los Cabos, in the central part of Mexico. We are also evaluating premium brands that would be the best combination for those destinations. We consider that the pipeline would be worth approximately about 8 million pesos, including the three that we already announced in the hotel factory, where FIBRA will participate for a maximum of 50% of the investment, and in some cases for even less than 30%. Additionally, In some of these projects, we are evaluating the possibility that a hotel chain would not only operate the project, but also put up some of the capital for the development. Moving on to asset recycling, 10 hotels in the portfolio are currently under review with possible buyers. As we stated, all of these properties have potential to be sold as their reposition has no barriers. The intention is to test the market for price ranges and therefore be able to collect offers and have ample time to review them and submit them for approval with the various corporate governance bodies of the company. In this matter, we are in a better position to plan any asset sales. These properties include main limited service hotels and one of the other hotels that could be replaced in the medium term. The cash obtained from these assets sale will be channeled towards new projects, and a part of it will be allocated toward increasing the distribution or repurchase of certificates, as I just mentioned. We are contemplating a brand conversion for a hotel that is under a franchise due to expire next year. We're just trying to analyze brands to define the best choice for this hotel, given the location and the characteristics, in order to maximize profitability potential. Right now, this year, we are only considering the conversion of the Cedar Park Hotel to a Holiday Inn brand. Please turn to slide 7. To review the current portfolio, basically, this has remained unchanged since 4Q17, and then versus the same quarter of the previous year, we have 102 fewer rooms, mainly due to cancellation of two projects adding rooms at the Holiday Inn Industrial Plant in Reynosa and the Hampton Inn by Hilton in Hermosillo. The other change was the strategic hotel pipeline, which has one more hotel, the Westin Monterrey, which is under development. At this point, I will turn the call over to Miguel Aliaga, our CFO, who will review the company's operations and financial for the quarter.
Thank you, Oscar, and good morning to everyone. My comments will be brief, and I will focus on just highlighting the main points. As we mentioned in the quarterly report, the Easter holidays took place this year in the first quarter compared to taking place in the second quarter during 2017. This will, of course, impact the revenues as the holiday week means less business travelers during the first quarter in 2018 for 1 week. We worked to offset the lower revenues with leisure travelers. However, as you know, our hotels are aimed mainly at business travelers. If we look at slide 9, we can see that we have tended to reflect same-store sales with and without the Easter holiday effect. I just want to point out that while room revenues for first quarter 2018 was 469.2 million pesos, a 4% increase versus the same quarter of the previous year, if we look at the room revenue without the Easter impact, this number would have grown 6% to about 478 million pesos. Occupancy, however, was better than last year, reaching 63.7% versus 60.4% in first quarter 2017 and reaching 64.9% without reflecting the Easter holidays. Revenue per available room is also important to mention as it reached 3.9%. However, without the impact of Easter, it would have reached 6%. Let's turn to page 10 with the financial highlights of the quarter. Lodging revenues performed well, rising 4.5% for first quarter 2018 versus first quarter 2017 to 478 million pesos. Despite a 1% decline in rental revenues, the company experienced a total revenue increase for the quarter of 4.3% to reach 500.9 million pesos. In terms of the breakdown by type of hotel, the proportions were consistent with the majority of revenues stemming from the select service segment at 51.9% in this quarter versus 47.7% in first quarter 2017. Let's start the review of the income statement on slide 11. As we discussed, total revenue for the FIBRA rose by 4.3% to 500.9 million pesos. Beginning in first quarter 2018, the company will report hotel NOI, which pertains to operation of the properties, and NOI from other businesses. As such, this line item will also include revenues and costs from the strategic hotel pipeline. This quarter, hotel NOI was 180.2 million pesos, which represents a 36% margin 30 basis points lower than the 36.3% of the first quarter 2017. The adjusted EBITDA as a result was 154.5 million pesos, meaning a 30.9% margin. FFO was 117.7 million pesos, a 23.5% off margin when compared to the 23.3% in first quarter 2017. Turning on page 12 for the balance sheet discussion. As of March 31st, 2018, FIBRA Inc. had cash and cash equivalents of 446.8 million pesos. We also have an outstanding recoverable VAT amount of 12.4 million pesos, which is in process currently. 93.7% is represented with long-term liabilities through public local debts. Our total equity is worth 8.4 billion pesos. If you follow me in page 13, we can take a look at the overall current financial situation of the FIBRA. On February 15, 2018, FIBRA announced that in order to improve its financial profile, it carried out a FIN 18 debt issuance of 2 billion pesos at a fixed rate, as well as a partial repurchase of a FIN 15 issuance via a debt tender offer. As such, long-term financial obligations were 2,945 million pesos, which correspond to the final balance of the debt at the end of the first quarter. Therefore, the gross debt balance was 66.7% at a fixed rate of 9.93% and 33.3% at a variable rate, covered with weighted fixed rate swaps for 8.43%. As such, the weighted net cost of debt was 9.43%. At the end of February, the company canceled the coverage of various interest rate swaps that were used and that covered part of the FIN 15 debt issuance. The result was beneficial and represented an income of the FIBRA with positive monthly flows until March 2019 and some higher amounts until September 2019 at these current rate levels. On the last page of the presentation, slide 15 for the final slide, cash availability and leverage. Here I just want to point out the way we are looking at our cash and debt position and how we are planning to allocate the funds to finance our investment towards the future. Basically, we are talking about available leverage levels of 1.25 billion pesos, which are within the parameters we have set for the company, as well as VAT funds and cash for 12 million and 446 million pesos, respectively. These are going towards our various projects. Mainly, we have the H1 level, which is 609 million pesos to be allocated to the JW Marriott in Monterrey, part of the strategic hotel pipeline model. The second tier, H2, will be allocated towards the Westin Punto Valle Monterrey Hotel, and then 218 million pesos towards the Marriott at the Monterrey Airport Hotel. And finally, the remaining 476 million pesos that are going into the FIBRA's current portfolio for improvements, renovations, remodelings, etc. This leaves us with a remaining balance of 76 million pesos that we have on hand to fund any future project that comes up. That is all for me. Thank you for your attention. At this time, we are ready for your questions, operator.
And at this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press the star and the one on your touch-tone telephone. Star and one on your touch-tone phone. And we can pause a few moments to allow questions to queue. And we'll take our first question from Marimar Torreblanco with UBS. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for the call. I have just one question on your dividend policy. Last year, the wording of your press releases was very clear as to expecting the same dividend per share per quarter. And I don't think I got the same message from this last press release. So can you clarify what's your intention for dividend per share? Should we expect a stable per quarter level, or are you expect to, you know, just adjust it as the quarter comes depending on the results?
Hello, Mariba. This is Miguel Aliaga, and thank you for your question. Yes. Well, the idea is that we are still analyzing the situation, and that's why you have seen 25 cents, no, a little gap from the AFFO. As you know, we are still working on selling some of the non-strategic assets, and of course, the income from the hotel factory pipeline will start to generate revenues, fees pretty soon in this, hopefully in this quarter, but for sure in this year, and that should have a positive impact, and that's part of the idea, not to try at most to have a stabilized dividend policy. So that's why we are still doing the math, but as soon as we are sure that we can continue keeping that, we'll announce it officially.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, it's star and one on your touch-tone phone for questions. We'll go next to Alejandro Lavin with Citigroup. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Thanks for the call. Just a follow-up question on Marimar. So dividend growth, dividend per share growth is based on, as you said, on mostly on asset sales of non-core assets and revenues from the factory fees, right? So my first question would be, why haven't we seen any revenues from factory fees? And also, why haven't you been able, or why haven't you found any buyers for your assets, because you have been trying to sell assets for the last over a year, right? So why haven't we seen them so far? And the second would be, and when should we expect to see these extra revenue drivers kicking in? Thanks.
Thank you, Alejandro. Yes, as you are totally right. We have been selling some of the assets, and to be honest, we have an external advisor that is, of course, has expertise on that, on selling or on buying and selling assets. We are pretty close to announce one of these sales. We are really negotiating small differences to the buyers, no? So hopefully we see pretty soon that official also, and that will finally generate some positive figures for the company, because that also will reflect some of the evaluations we have been doing since January the 1st, 2018. No? So yes, it's more than 1 year, but the truth is that part of the portfolio, some of these assets, you know, require a lot of work to do in order to have what we want to have, no? A good sell price, and that's part of the idea. On the other side, on the hotel factory, it's we have been working for maybe almost 2 years on the first project of JW Marriott. Things are going well, but as you may know, there's a lot of agreements we need to sign with our partners. And also we are going to prison to announce the finalization of the first, let's say, global agreement for this type of joint ventures. So as soon as we sign them, is when we are going to start to see some of these fees coming across to the FIA, which is part of the benefit of being internalized, and for sure that will have, we believe that will have a positive impact on this different way of doing things, which is internalizing the FIBRA, no? I don't know if that answers your question.
Yes, very helpful, thanks. And if I may follow up with one more question. So you are still on pace to incorporate or acquire the Westin this year, right?
Yes, exactly. We are working on that. And of course, we have close contact with the sellers, the project. If you come to Monterrey, you will see the size of the project. I believe that you went here. The size of the project is pretty good. And of course, the hotel, together with the JWMR, will be, of course, a very important reference for Monterrey in the coming years.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan.
As a reminder, star and one on your touch-tone phone for any further questions. We'll pause a few moments to allow any further questions to queue. And it appears we have no further questions. I'd like to return the floor to Mr. Oscar Calvillo for closing remarks.
Thank you for your participation today and your continued interest in FIRA. We look forward to speaking again in this forum as we discuss the full year results. In the meantime, we will be striving to attain our goals and driving shareholder value. Have a good day.